T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
You're one of Chicago's most famous White Sox fans. It's true. How do you feel as a White Sox fan right now?
I would say torn between complete disgust and hints of betrayal. I mean, that's how badly I feel about it. I felt bad enough about the Sox last year. This is a different level of kind of icky.
Asked and answered by a long-time Southside White Sox guy. And it's hard. I see, disgust, I've got a high bar for disgust. The Blackhawks reached that.
Yeah.
The Blackhawks reached that. And to absolutely be able with and not even miss it and just be like flip a switch and say I'm taillights for a while here and not only finding out what happened and who knew and for how long that disgusting cover up went on, how many people got hurt, how the fact that there were other victims because of their cover up. I mean, that's my level for disgust. And the idea that the two team captains, team leaders are still here as if nothing happened. And the fact that the owner was then spitting in fans' faces and throwing a tantrum at their public meeting. That's an easy one for me.
That the former president has basically just bounced.
Yeah, that's
just walked out without paying any sort of public price for his role in this too.
An easy one for me is to that is no thank you. You go on about your business and I'll be over here. The Sox have been for me a slow erosion, a slow drip, and it feels to me at the end of this, we're nearing the end of this ownership one way or another. However it's going to happen, It's unwound. There's been entropy. It's come. The center hasn't held over time. It feels like it's just kind of softened and frayed. And these are the results of it. These things that slip through the cracks, or things that don't get vetted, or just it's not. We don't know who's in charge.
Our relationship with the White Sox is a little different than the average fan. And I know that for me, one of my issues with it is there are a lot of people over there that I like. Like, all the way up.
Oh, I have some
a lot of people
very
there
very close and dear friends.
I like, and I want them to succeed. And I want them to be good at their jobs. There are a bunch of players on that team that you root for and that it's easy to root for. And it felt like the disappointing part, and you've done a good job of illustrating this, Dan, it felt like they got it and we all had it and we all had it together. And then they scuttled it, and they don't understand that they scuttled it. They don't and they were flippant when you brought up the concept of how bad things were going to be. And they didn't understand your position when you were saying, this isn't going to work, guys. Like, this is not second guessing. This is first guessing. This is not going to work.
If this is a mistake, this is a bad idea.
And then basically what you're told is, you don't know what you're talking about. And we're going to do what we're going to do. And none of it matters. I want so badly for the people who I know there that work in baseball operations to be better at their jobs, because I know that they care and I know that they want the White Sox to win, but they keep kind of tripping over all of these things that in some cases are avoidable, and it makes me upset. At the end of it, I get that the regular fan that isn't as connected to that organization as we are is probably going, I really would like for them to do a better job of putting together teams that win. And when we talk about the Clevinger thing, there was a real argument to be made from a baseball standpoint that the deal didn't make any sense, and that it didn't make any sense for the White Sox to jump out ahead of the market.
To race out to make that move.
To sign Mike Clevinger. I want to give people their opportunity to say this, but I want our guy, Mike Rankin, to speak on this too. He loves the White Sox. Where are you at right now? How do you feel as a White Sox fan?
The whole thing just pisses me off, because it's another example of a thing that we're adding to the list. A list that no organization should start to accumulate. When you go back to even in recent history, the individual at the top of the organization knew about a second DUI charge to a manager that they hired and said it's fine. And then they hired him. And it goes beyond 2 years ago. Omar Vizquel was employed within your organization. Wes Helms was employed within your organization. There were a number of individuals who were a part of a terrible controversy within the organization, and they were all let go outside of Wes Helms, who ultimately was put on leave. The fact, or whatever you want to call it, if the White Sox didn't know about Mike Clevinger and the domestic abuse charges, it's on them, because there was a report in the summer about this. If they didn't do their job and said, we missed it, it's on them. You signed this player and you are adding it now to a list of issues that have been happening across nearly a decade.
Over a decade.
Over a decade. So
if we go back to the Wilder stuff, it's over a decade.
It is almost impossible to defend the White Sox. And I do my best to see it from their perspective so often. And time again, I'm left with how I felt the other day. Completely disappointed.
We're still waiting on anything from them to say how they feel about what we know about the Clevinger situation.
I don't think we're going to get anything until we get closer to hearing something from MLB.
Kathy in Downers Grove on the Score. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're all right. How are you?
Good. I've been enjoying the conversation, and I wanted to call as a longtime Sox fan and also as a victim of domestic abuse. I just wanted to call in and say I'm done with the White Sox. I was not happy with the Tony La Russa hire, but I bought into the young guys on the team, and so I thought, okay, I'm still going to watch. I'm still going to follow them. But with this whole thing with Clevinger, I'm done. I can't handle it. I can't watch anymore. Can't follow him. I'm done.
Kathy, thank you. We really appreciate you saying what you need to say. I think that you're actually on to something, too. I know that for me, one of the things that kept me attached, because clearly I didn't like the Tony La Russa hire, I like those guys. I like that group. I like Eloy, even though I think he should be a DH. I like Tim Anderson. I like Lucas Giolito. I like Lance Lynn. Like, there's a bunch of those guys.
Liam Hendricks.
And obviously, all of us loved Jose Abreu. And that's another part of this offseason where you go, let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. You had three players that were real ball players last year. Three real dudes who understand the game and play it the way that you want.
They're all gone.
They're all gone.
Cueto, Andrus, and Abreu.
Too many things that piss us off as Sox fans.
Well, but now, here's the thing. Even if you trace the reason why it had to be done, I understand the baseball reason why you had to let Abreu go. I get, but even that's self-inflicted because of scouting, development, roster construction.
Mm-hmm.
You made for that to have to happen because of a lack of foresight in the way the pieces fit together.
And you sit there and you go, man, that's what keeps you. Like that group in the clubhouse is what keeps you. And then you go, oh, well, let's just take the heart of the White Sox and the way that the thing ended with Abreu at the end of the season. There's a lot of scar tissue that has to be fought through here.
Jim in Beecher, you're on WSCR.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. How I feel specifically about this is very little faith, very little hope, and next to nothing in terms of entertainment turnout value from this team. Guys, all the bullet points, the negative bullet points that you guys cover with this team every day, every week, every month, all of this is allowed to happen because of one man who doesn't care and allows it to happen, Jerry Reinsdorf. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the phone call. I do wish that one of the reasons that I do wish that there was a Sox Fest is so that I think that Jerry interprets, like I think he feels like he's got his finger on the pulse of why White Sox fans are angry, but I don't think that he's living it. I think that he can very easily dismiss, well, that I know why they're angry. And so he doesn't have to hear their case. Doesn't have to hear our case. And I think that's a misstep. But also, if I were 87 years old, would I want to put up with it? Probably not. Why should I put myself in that position? But it goes back to loving something that someone else owns. And it's hard. Like, it's really difficult.
Denver, Colorado, it's Jake, and Jake's on the score.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm not that hopeful. Constant injuries, bad mistakes, even if they make it past this situation, where's the hope? But, I just bought tickets to spring training, March 17th. I'm thinking about going horseback riding instead now. You think this guy didn't know what he was getting into, a $1 billion organization? To me, that says that it was more important to fill the fifth man in the spot and have a little integrity. They're 19th in attendance for a reason. I'll go watch the Rockies for $5, at least the park's fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.